It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today we're looking at a Sunday school lesson on making the world Christian. That's what the church is supposed to be about, teaching the gospel into all the world. And this Sunday school lesson was prepared for the Sunday schools of March the 13th, 1927. And we're looking at the text in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, coming to that point in verse 18, where it says, Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. So we will begin there in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Well, let's see what Jesus says and means by what he says when he says, All authority hath been given. Well, this shows that Jesus derived this authority from God. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11 shows when and why God so highly exalted Jesus. Let me read that to you. First, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 28. Shows that this authority is held under God, and that finally Jesus will deliver up the kingdom to God. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20. But now hath Christ been raised from the dead, the first fruits of them that are asleep. For since by death, not by man, death came. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he have put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be abolished is death. For he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he saith all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who did subject all things unto him. And when all things have been subjected to him, then shall the Son also himself be subjected to him that did subject all things to him, that God may be all in all. Jesus says, because of this authority, go ye therefore. In verse 19, Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's because of this authority, and in virtue of it, Jesus issued this command to go. He is the only one who could issue it, the only one who could tell sinners what to do in order to be saved. and how the citizens of his kingdom must live. Go. That implies aggressive work, doesn't it? The apostles and early disciples under this commission preached the gospel throughout the world in 25 or 30 years after it was issued, because they obeyed the first word in it. Go. If all disciples in the world today would thus obey the command to go, the question as to how to do missionary work would soon be settled, and the work would soon be done. Go, not send, is the command. Go to the people, and not simply invite the masses to come at stated times in certain places to hear the gospel. Go, everywhere, preaching the word is the divine order. Go, not simply pay someone to go in your stead. You cannot serve God by proxy or save men by machinery. Political work is the personal work is the great need of the hour. The church is the pillar and support of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. And God's people are the church, and they're the ones that must go. In the American Standard Version, it says, go and make disciples of all the nations. That is, by teaching them of Jesus and persuading them to become his followers, baptizing them. The taught, those willing to follow Jesus, as is seen in Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. None could be baptized who had not received the teaching. The commission recorded by Mark and Luke was not spoken at the same time as when recorded by Matthew, but it means exactly the same thing. In Mark 16:16, Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. In Luke 24:47, he says, repentance and remission of sins. This shows that becoming disciples of Christ is a voluntary act on the part of all nations. They can receive the gospel or reject it. It also shows that becoming Christians, they must believe the gospel, repent of their sins, and be baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The way to be saved rests upon the same authority as the command to go and make disciples of all nations. Neither men nor angels can alter this. God is committed this way into the hands of him who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Baptizing them into the name. Now it doesn't say names. Into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Means into all the blessings that are found in them. Into association, fellowship, and communion with them. Out of self, into Christ, out of darkness, into light, out of the world, into the body and the kingdom of God's Son. This baptism is water baptism. Because the apostles could not baptize people with the Holy Spirit, Christ alone could do that. Because also no one was ever commanded to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always given of promise. Never was it given by way of command. Baptism is a burial in water of one who believes in Jesus as the Christ, trusts God, and has repented of all sins. Baptism is a solemn act of obedience to God, declaring one's faith in Jesus Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, whereunto ye also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. It puts one into Christ, as this verse states, into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For ye are all God's, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. And then he says, teaching them. That's teaching the disciples, teaching those who have become disciples. The people are not required to know everything about Christianity before they become Christians, neither can they. They must first become babes in Christ and learners in Christ's school, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, not something commanded by any earthly religious authority. It is just as important to observe these things as it is to first become Christians or disciples of Christ. The expression embraces every precept and principle taught by Jesus. The apostles preached and practiced this part of the commission as diligently as the first part. So must all today. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. This means Jesus was not only with the disciples then, but will be ever with his church, and will ever uphold this commission until the end of the world. The way of salvation will never change. Unto the end of the world, he said. Many are the promises of Jesus to be with his disciples and to bless them. And then we read about the conversion of Lydia and her household. This is found in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. And we read how that compares with what Jesus said in Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Here's the reading. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, and having been forbidden of the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia, and when they were come over against Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus suffered them not. And passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There was a man of Macedonia standing, beseeching him, and saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And when he had seen this vision, straightway we sought to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Setting sail, therefore, from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the first of the district, a Roman colony. And we were in this city tarrying certain days. And on the Sabbath day we went forth without the gate by the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spake unto the women that were come thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Now, the above lesson gives Christ's commission to the apostles to preach the gospel to the whole world, to all the creation. The Acts of Apostles show how this commission was carried out. The following lesson gives one case of conversion under the teaching of this commission. You might wonder why pass through Asia, Mysia, and Bithynia. It required some time to go through the region of Phrygia and Galatia. Although Luke speaks briefly of this work, Paul speaks of the churches of Galatia and addresses an epistle to them, the book of Galatians. Because of some sickness or infirmity of the flesh, Paul preached in Galatia. Because of this infirmity, Paul preached in Galatia, the Holy Spirit forbade his preaching the word in Asia, which his judgment suggested was a ripe field. Later on, he did spend 3 years in Ephesus, its capital. As they traveled from east to west, Asia was on their left, and Bithynia was on their right, extending to the Black Sea, and Mysia was before them, being the extreme western district of Asia Minor. And when they were also forbidden to preach in Bithynia, and could do nothing else but go forward, it was their judgment to preach in these countries at this time, but not God's will. and so they did not stop